providing the right motives, and removing any obstacles. These are three things that me and you can strive for and have control over when it comes to raising our children. The problem is, the smallest circle we have control over. The small circle, which is the second circle, me and you have no control over. Those outcomes, the goal, you know, having a righteous child. This is a goal. Me and you have no control over. And so when we mix these two things up and we don't get the desired goals, we beat up ourselves. We call it in Arabic language, jald al-dhat. We beat up ourselves. We held ourselves accountable for the end result. Even though if we look at the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and in the Quran, wallahi Allah has addressed this issue with the prophets alayhim salam. Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, Allah has defined his role as a parent before his role as a prophet. He said, your role, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the prophets, your roles are to deliver this message of me. In alayka illa al-balagh, you deliver that message, that Quran or that Bible. You deliver that message. You deliver that message. But you have no control over the outcomes, the end results. Even the prophets have no control over those results. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. When Prophet Nuh had that also, this sense of burden on his shoulder, he said to Allah, oh Allah, 950 years. Inni da'awtu qawmi laylan wa nahara. Day and night, I'm asking my people to worship you. I'm preaching to my people. وَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَائِي إِلَّا خَسَارًا. And I don't get the desired goals. And I kept preaching and kept preaching, and they're putting even their fingers in their ears. They don't want to listen to me. So he said, what should I do? And more importantly, even my own son, Prophet Nuh is speaking to Allah, even my own son, he doesn't want to listen to my message. And Allah has defined the last scene of, you know, Nuh alayhi salam's son. Allah, you know, spoke about this in very powerful words in the Quran. Prophet Nuh said to his son, Ya bunayya, irkab ma'ana, wa la takum ma'al kafirin. When, that's it, that was the last scene, they're going to die, they're going to, you know, sink in the water, the people of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. And Prophet Nuh looked at his son and he told him, I'm going to save you. I've been giving you this message for so many years and you're not listening to my message. And now it's your last opportunity. Come with me, I'm going to save you. لا تكن مع الكافرين. Don't be among those who disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Prophet Nuh's son said, قَالَ سَآوِي إِلَى جَبَلٍ يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ. I'm just going to find a mountain that can save me from this flood. قَالَ لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمٍ. There is no way you can be saved unless you join my ship. And then Prophet Nuh's son, you know, lost his life. Prophet Nuh himself, his own wife, didn't believe with him. If we look at Prophet Nuh's life, 950 years, and there is no growth in the ground, no results. Because us as human beings judge each other based on results. What are the results? I don't see numbers. Then, you know, this is something that's completely your own fault. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's different. Prophet Nuh has ranked in the highest level of Jannah because he was so tough and he went through it. He went through that journey of struggle. So Allah will count his sa'i, his pursuit, his effort. He said in the Quran, وَأَن لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. The only thing that will be counted in the Day of Judgment is your pursuit, your journey, not the ultimate results. وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. And my pursuit and your pursuit will be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. We need to understand the difference between the outcomes and delivering and providing the tarbiyah, the proper tarbiyah that can help my son and your son to thrive, inshallah ta'ala. This is very, very sensitive difference. It's a very tiny difference that we need to understand. SubhanAllah, speaking about the outcomes and the effort and the pursuit when it comes to tarbiyah, this is not only for parents. There's so many people are struggling with this idea of jalduz-dhat, beating up yourself, even in the personal life, in the workplace. Sometimes I will share with you something that I've struggled with. You know, and it was something sort of, you know, something funny that happened to me when I first started my career. It was Salatul Taraweeh, that I'm leading Salatul Taraweeh in Masjid Al-Husri in Egypt when I was in high school. I was a senior, and I was asked to lead a Taraweeh in Masjid Al-Husri, one of the biggest masajid, huge community. And I was so nervous. I didn't know how I'm going to navigate this. And then I've done my part, memorized my, you know, word, my part that I'm going to recite, and I'm comfortable with my memorization. And now it's time to actually start, you know, the work, the task. And before even, you know, starting the task, it was Salat al-Sunnah and then Salat al-Isha. You know, the very beginning. And because I'm so nervous, I started reciting Salat al-Sunnah out loud in the microphone. And people were behind me, you know, getting so confused, what's going on here. I navigated through it, I prayed Salat al-Sunnah, and then I went back to my sheikh and told him, I am not going to lead salahs anymore. Just feel like I'm a failure. I am a failure. I can't do this anymore. I pointed the finger towards myself and said, you know what? I feel this guilt. How come I confuse so many people? I'm not even worth to becoming an imam or a da'i or a scholar. And subhanAllah, so many people get to the same feeling with the first task, and then they just feel like, okay, now I just feel like I can't do it anymore. I'm a failure. And that stops you and me from growing and working on our weaknesses. The second point, when it comes to parenting, I'll go back to parenting, subhanAllah. It happened to me. When I first learned about my child's diagnosis. You know, doctor told me, your child is diagnosed with autism. And right away, same mistake. It's a recurring theme, brothers and sisters. It's the same mistake over and over and over as parents we make in a daily basis. I started thinking about what wrong did I do that caused my daughter to go through this now journey of, you know, disability. What did I do wrong? Maybe I give her, you know, screening time, or maybe, you know, I didn't invest too much in her character development at the first year or the second year. And then just your mind is gonna fly towards those, you know, dark destinations where you feel that, khalas, it's over. There is nothing for you, you know, left. There is nothing for you as a parent to do. You have failed as a parent. And subhanAllah, that will distract you from thinking positively about what you need to do in the future, which route you should take, which therapy you should seek, which resources you should look at. It's an over and over recurring theme. My dear brothers and sisters, I beg you to understand that you as a parent is responsible for the sa'i, for providing this knowledge, right motives, and removing any obstacles. Leave the results in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hands and don't even worry about it. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما وأقم الصلاة.